K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III here on this recording on early Tuesday evening, folks. February 4th, 2025. I had a brain freeze there for quite a bit there. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's golf, men's, women's basketball, indoor track and field, men's, women's there as well, women's tennis, and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this basketball preview. And I left off. I'm going to get straight on into it here. We'll clean it up after the fact. But there's a game tonight. And when y'all listen to this, it'll be already over. Arizona State, K-State. Men's side, I kind of left this out because I was trying and focusing on getting all the track recap stuff done. So by the time I listen to this, it's going to be a moot point. That's what I'm saying lately, but it's true because I record these things and they go up on the following day. But Arizona State, K-State, of course, the men's basketball team coming off that upset over Iowa State. Can they keep it going? Can they keep it moving? We'll find out here in several hours. Late night. Pack. Late night basketball. Big 12 coming to you here. Well, we'll be coming to you in the morning anyways to recap. We'll have postcast, of course, of that to follow up. And, of course, this preview. Some big games coming up here. You got Arizona State. Hopefully, K-State. Men's basketball team will take care of business. But we know how the saying goes. Off a big upset, and then you lose to a team that you beat. But the men are gaining traction. Meanwhile, the women here, they can gain even more traction with a win against TCU tomorrow night. Or we're going to listen to this tonight. We're going to listen to this podcast. Finally, the showdown that we've all been waiting for is finally here. K-State TCU. And I saw on Insta there, sold out. There's was as, when did I check that? I think it was early this afternoon somewhere. Like, sold out. Hell yeah, let's get that thing popping, rocking and rolling it like we usually do for men's basketball. And look, the women's have gained traction with the crowd as well. They should have already been doing that. Look, this team has only lost two games all year long, once in conference play. Opportunity to take sole possession of first place in the conference, Big 12 conference, I should go ahead and say that, and You get a head start, kind of a leap on TCU. So this is where we're at now. And when this women's basketball team lost to Colorado, I thought, oh, here we go, TCU can take advantage. Nope, TCU lost on the same day as K-State did. Of course, if you're trying to follow along, we're talking about women's basketball now, previewing a showdown, top 15 showdown, folks. TCU comes to Manhattan tonight. We're just going ahead and put that in the universe. Tonight against K-State, ninth ranked in the country. I think TCU, oh no, excuse me. Yeah, excuse me. TCU is ninth in the country. K-State is 12th. K-State lost the position. And this team did get some respect on it, on their name. They've lost, since cracking the top 10, they've lost two spots in the last 2 weeks. I don't understand that. But hey, you can get traction in the Big 12 Conference if you're K-State. Not only that, you can get some respect because TCU is the one ahead of you right now because the AP polls, poll sitters, the voters, they ain't respecting you. And it shows. You have 19 wins. You have 4 or 5 teams. I don't have that graphic that I had last week. You're in the top tier as far as win goes, your K-State, right? So you're coming off of a thrashing of KU. You beat them by the 3-ball. Of course, keep this in mind. You don't have Ayoka Lee, obviously. So you had to find some way, get some confidence back. And they have done that. So now you turn to the crowd. It's obviously that obviously being sold out. That's a big deal. Big deal. And probably since last year, the way this team's been rolling, getting the play sold out, like the men, back in the heyday, when it's successful, when a big game matchup like this, when the team's good, like this women's basketball team is, get that place packed up, full of K-State fans, student section got a huge praise, And I shouldn't even explain, tell y'all to get rowdy. Nah, I shouldn't say that. Y'all know what to do there as well. But huge game tonight. I'm recording this on Tuesday night. But tonight, it put us in the universe when these two teams in the exact same, they've been chasing each other all year long. And now K-State was basketball. Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, who had a big game, gets Kansas, 19 points. Perfect from downtown, if I remember correctly. You take the postcast. Tamara Poindexter, you have a chance to leg up on TCU in the head-to-head in the standings for the first time all year long when the clock hits zeros tomorrow night or tonight. Somebody's going to be in sole possession of first place in the Big 12, and hope it's our Lady Cats can get it done over there against this team. Obviously, last time we're at home, you had to fend off a pesky Iowa State team. As I said, that all along. It was going to be those games come right down in the fourth quarter, and I would expect nothing less. I'll be shocked if one side is on the other side, but I think I'm going to say the same thing here. It comes down to execution for Kansas State here in this basketball game. Can you get it done? And look, obviously, I don't need to state the obvious again. I already mentioned it. Ayoka Lee goes down. He's out for a while. And I've said this throughout the last 2 years, referring to Kansas women's basketball. Somebody is going to step up to the plate and deliver. And you're going to need Serena. Yes, you're going to need Serena. Yes, you're going to need Tamara Poindexter, but somebody outside of that, maybe Jalen Glenn runs it back. Maybe Terrence Size has been a sharpshooter. You know she's going to bring her A game. Right inside, Imani Lester, Elissa Mulpin. I know I can name off the whole roster, right? So it's going to be a fun matchup. We've been waiting for this all year long, and now it is here, and K-State women's basketball's got first crack. You get TCU at home. And I just can't imagine what is going to be inside tonight. One of these games. The student section brought it. It's Iowa State. They'll bring it against TCU there. 6:30. Oh, yeah. By the way, I haven't even mentioned the time. 6:30 tonight. Tip a little bit after that. 6:30 tip there as well. ESPN Plus, if you're not able to get to Manhattan tonight. Brian, you know the players. Brian Smaller, Missy Heidrick, Sophie Smith on the call. For this game, radio features Matt Walters and Christian Waller there. Of course, keep up with kstatesports.com as well. I'll be following along there as well. The history of this matchup, less than 500. And it just reminds me of the fact that this team lost TCU on the road, if my memory is correct, last year on that downward spiral. So 11-12. I was going to say, that don't sound right. 12-11, TCU lead the series there as well. Yeah, actually, no, excuse me. TCU forfeited. I remember this now. Me and Alex Aiden talked about this. Ah, yes, now I remember. Maybe I'm referring it to the men's basketball side of things, but oh yeah, now I remember. How have you seen that in college athletics? You see in high school, and Pop Warner, you don't see it in college very often, but TCU had a forfeit because they didn't have enough players because they were hit with an injury bug. I remember this now. Oh, yeah, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports preview. Tonight's basketball game, I'm recording this on Tuesday night. The 4th, it goes down Wednesday, tonight, between TCU, 9th-ranked TCU, and 12th-ranked Kansas State. That doesn't even sound right for K-State. But you know my stance on that, on the rankings. Eddie Greer III for this podcast, K-State Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here. Just a couple of minutes because I got to head out, actually. But huge game, top two, one for, and they've been tied all year long. So this is for sole possession here of first place of the Big 12. Serena Sundell, they're going to need her to stay out of foul trouble. Unlike what you did against Kansas, you need your other star to stay on the floor. She can play all the minutes. So that's what you're gonna get right there as well. And we know the 3-point shooters. Kansas is gonna win this ball game. I just named them: Size, Poindexter, and Jalen Glenn. Right, you're. your cast of characters, right? The step of the plate. And you know Terrence High is going to bring that juice off the bench. So I have no question about that. It's like Jalen Glenn, Tamir Poindexter. That's the wild cards for me in this basketball game. Can they hit shots? Hey, we know Poindexter can. If she gets going, she can't be stopped. And I think the same with Jalen as well. She gets it going from beyond the arc. I said in the Kansas postcast, y'all can't touch this. Y'all not gonna touch that. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm getting excited for this basketball game, and shows you guys sold out crowd. And I think what it said on the post too, there's only single game tickets left as well. So that thing's gonna be popping. Doom, Akadama Doom, loading tonight. TCU K-State goes down tonight in Manhattan, Kansas, for sole possession of first place in the Big 12. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. You've been following it. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. You come to the right time. You come at a right time. K-State women's basketball looking for sole possession of the conference lead. We'll see what happens there. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content. Boy, we have hit 3 episodes in a couple of days. Sunday, 3 episodes. Yesterday, Tuesday, today, 3 episodes. We are popping off episodes here, left and right, and not just basketball, golf, and so much more as well. That's going to wrap things up on this preview edition. Top 15 preview edition of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Don't forget our bonus channel over on Podbean. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. And more than likely next week, I'll be joined by Alex Aiden over there, over on the Podbean app. So make sure on that channel, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast for that. I might sneak over there later on this week to record something over there, so stay tuned for that as well. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll see what happens tonight in Ramblin'. Let's go Cats.